A new temporary display of the Treaty of Waitangi at Te Papa, which replaces the defaced version, is already attracting critics. It opened today at Te Papa after the previous one was spray-painted and attacked with an angle grinder in December as part of protest action. Pretoria Gordon reports.
12 protesters were arrested in December for the vandalism of the display, with protesters saying the English version was not accurate and had repeatedly called for it to be taken down. Te Papa left the defaced version up over summer to enable valuable conversations about Te Tiriti, but it was time to renew the whole display. The temporary exhibition is a five-minute-long video projection, highlighting the differences between the English and the Te Reo Māori translations of the document. Te Papa co-leader Courtney Johnson hopes this digital display will help visitors deepen their understanding.
The exhibition's been developed in-house by our curators and our writing team with some support and guidance from Mana Whenua as well, and it's all based on existing research. And so up on our website you can see the whole projection and all of the references that we've used, and we really hope that's going to be a rich resource that people can use to explore further.
This time, it includes a translation which is considered much closer to the understanding of Māori who signed Te Tiriti.
So what it supports visitors to do is walk through Hobson's 1840 text, the Te Reo Māori text, and then Sir Hugh Kawhiru's version from 1988, and understand the differences in those English texts from the Te Reo Māori.
But one visitor, Peter, believes the previous display said so much more.
The protest defacing the English version was great because it brought such attention, and conversation needs to happen. Now we've got this, you know, tidy visual presentation that sort of, it's a taming, a toning down in a way.
Another, Juanita Hepe, thought it was disrespectful to take it down.
This is a desecration more than anything. The whitewashing of history in this country means that our people, that people across the country, are still marginalised and disempowered. So to continually take away the histories of this whenua means that we are going to continually be stuck in this perpetual motion of sadness, rage, anger. I mean, when does it stop?
Hai Mana Hirini is a spokesperson for Te Waka Haurua, who took responsibility for defacing the previous display. He says he is disappointed there was no consultation with the public ahead of the new display, even if it's only temporary.
What we agreed to was that we would publicly apologise to the kaimahi, the workers of Te Papa, which we did. If we were to do that, they would be open and transparent and let the whole nation know about their decisions, what their decisions were, what they were going to do, and they haven't done any of that. Whilst we're not surprised, it is disappointing.
But Te Papa says it will consult with Te Tiriti experts, iwi and communities for the permanent exhibition. And that's what Te Runanga o Toa Rangatira Chair Callum Katine says matters the most.
The important thing is that the permanent exhibition needs to have a wide variety of voices. So we were quite insistent on that, and Te Papa have agreed to. So we're pleased with that. The wide variety of voices include, you know, other treaty signatories, academics, historians, those sorts of people. So we're looking forward to seeing how a refreshed treaty exhibition at our National Museum will look to inform contemporary discussion.
The removed panel will be stored by the museum, and while no decision has been made about its future, Courtney Johnson says it's part of the exhibition's history and the story of Te Tiriti o Waitangi.